Voice Tube Studio presents your favorite pronunciation show. Join us now and improve your listening and speaking skills. My name is Benson. You're listening to Voice Tube's Pronunciation Challenge. What's up, Voice Tubers? Hope you're having an awesome week. Have you ever wondered why certain logos look like they are now? Like McDonald's, Puma, or Nike? I think when studying your own company, the logo is very important as it represents the company and people can remember it easily. For example, when we see the tick sign, the first thing we think of is the Nike slogan, "Just Do It." Or when we see the big yellow M, we know it's McDonald's. So what does it take to make a truly good logo? Well, let's find out in today's video, so let's get to it. The shoes were good, and then the genius of Nike's marketing apparatus made us further associate that product. 那这个的意思就是说，这些鞋子很不错。后来 Nike 是那一笔的行销手法，让我们更进一步的看待这个勾勾的含义。Okay, let's get to the pronunciation tips. 那我们的第一个字呢，就是 associate。那 associate 的话，它有四个音节，里面的 C 是发 sh 的音，所以变成 associate, associate. Alright, next word we have is apparatus. So apparatus 也是有四个音节，你念 apparatus, apparatus. 那下一个字呢，就是 executive, executive 也是四个音节，那重音是在第二个音节，而且那个 x 它有点。The English, 那个 EX 听起来念 eggs, like 蛋的 eggs, 变成 executive, executive. Okay, let's get to the vocabulary words. 那么的第一个字就是 genius. 那 genius 的话它是一个名词，是一个 noun, 它的意思就是天才。So genius means a very great and rare natural ability or skill, especially in a particular area such as science or art. So for example, we could sayKevin is a genius for finding a way to get out of the forest when we were lost. 这个意思就是说 Kevin 是一个天才，当我们迷路的时候他找到出去的路了。 Okay, the next word we have is apparatus. 那 apparatus 它也是一个名词，它是一个 noun, 它的意思就是手法。 So apparatus means the functional process by means of which a systematized activity is carried out.For example, the demonstrators set up a piece of apparatus for the experiment. 那这个意思就是说，示范者为了实现搭建了一个设备。那下一个字呢，就是 associate. 那 associate 它有一个名词跟一个动词。那我们先来讲名词好了。Associate 的名词的话，它的意思就是连接起来。So associate, is a verb and it can also be a noun.But the verb meaning is to connect someone or something in your mind with someone or something else. 那我在这边和大家再介绍一个用法，就是 be associated with somebody. 这个意思就是与只是他不赞同的人交往。So this means to spend time with a group of people, especially people who are disapproved of. So for example, Diana associated herself with some pretty strange people recently.那这个的意思就是说 Diana 最近和一些蛮奇怪的人来往。那我们先来看一下 associate 的名词的意思。那这个名词的意思就是朋友跟同事。So the noun for associate means someone who is closely connected to another person as a companion, friend, or business partner. So for example, we could say, Gus has many associates that respects him for his hard work in the company. Gus 有许多同事对他在工作的心情工作表示敬意。Alright, that's it for today. Now we understand how to make an awesome logo if we ever need to. I think it takes a lot of creativity to make a really great logo. There's so many things you need to consider so that you can attract the people's eyes. Have you ever had any experience designing a logo? If so, leave a comment below and tell us your experience. I think logos and slogans are very similar, as good slogans and logos are easily memorized.Such as the McDonald's slogan, da 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 da, I'm loving it. Well, anyway, hope you enjoyed today's episode, and I'll see you next time. Peace.